never been up into this graveyard.
You've never been in this graveyard?
No, the years I've been living in this.
Graveyards are very attractive places. When you get over the fear that you might be sucked in prematurely to join the residents. I'm standing in the graveyard in Ennis-Dymond. It's part of the guided walk of the festival here. It's a guided walk around the town, and this is the bit that I'm most interested in, walking around the town. I'm interested in how the old graves here, the lichen-covered graves, the ones that were carved by stonesmiths and or stonemasons, and I'm interested to see whether the rate of deterioration of the stonemason's work is similar to what I recently came across down in Carrigaline in Cork. We're a procession, I suppose. A procession in a graveyard is the right way to go. At the moment, I see Hoey's, H-O-H-E-Y, graves. I won't go describing. I see an O'Donoghue. I see several O'Donoghue graves. I see O'Brien's. So this is a very big graveyard, actually. It's bigger than I realised. And it is one of the first things you see when you drive into Ennis-Dymond from the Ennis end, the Limerick end, if you like, the Aina end. And you see the graveyard up on the hill. And I've often wanted to come here to sort of see what it would feel like. And I suppose also because I once wrote a play, one-act play called Graveyard, set in a graveyard. So I had an intention before finishing that play to spend more time standing in graveyards and perhaps even spend a whole night in a graveyard. But we now come to a good bit, which is not the modern graves. I don't have any interest in those. The old one is like you climb up the side of a hill and you get to a point from which you can see the whole of the town, and that's going to be the most interesting thing about this. A few minutes later, I'm on the highest point of this graveyard, and from here I can see the Atlantic Ocean. I can see Liscannor and the one side of the bay in Lahinch. I can see the cliffs of Moher. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, that's one of the highest sets of cliffs in Europe, I think. I see a little winding river that makes its way from Ennis-Dymond to the sea. I think it's called the River Aina, I-N-E-A-G-H. So I look down on a townland that has a history. I look down on a landscape that has an even richer history. And I look down on a group of people at a Listshire festival, and I see people I recognise, like John F. Dean, the great poet from Mayo, with a book in his hand as if he were carrying his own missal. I see other people that I have. I see Joe Slade taking a photograph. People I have become friendly with over this weekend. And I feel very grateful to be standing in the graveyard alongside them or above them. Below me, I see the bakery as well, and I see a bridge that I've just been told has got seven arches, but some of them are closed. But that's the bridge over the river. Remember that film, Bridge Over River Kwai? So there is also a little church up here, and it's got ivy all over it, and it doesn't have a roof anymore. And I presume it's a church. I'm going to walk there, and then I'm going to take the graveyard in my spirit into the poetry reading this afternoon.